Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Why? Because God is in the blessing business. If you go get in line, he has something for you. God is amazing. The plan he actually has for you is so far greater than you can possibly imagine. It's really mind-blowing. And as I look back on where he's brought me from and what he's currently doing for me, all I can do is tell you is God. That's all I can tell you, because I tell you right now, I didn't foresee it. You know, it oftentimes amazes me when I listen to celebrities when they interview, how they say, you know, I always thought that this would happen for me. And I just, you know, it could be true. But for me, it's not that way at all. I didn't imagine it this way. I had a dream of becoming famous one day, but I had no idea it would ever get to this. It was a very, very simple desire for fame. There is no way I could have seen all this. There is no way. I am telling you, this has been nothing for me but the grace of God. And all the times I failed, every time I had fallen, he picked me up, he dusted me off, and he kept me moving. It has been an amazing thing to watch God do what he do. As I look back on my history, and you sometimes look back on your history, you've got to see, man, wow, what God has done for you and what he's brought you through to enable you to be where you are. It is amazing. Because really, I mean, really, real talk now, had he allowed all of the decisions I had made to play all the way out, I can assure you I wouldn't be here today. But God, through this grace and mercy, who had a plan for me, who was just waiting on me to come get in line, and then he was going to start emptying out. He was going to start shipping out all the boxes in heaven with my name on it. And man, what a great God he is. What a great God he is. And you have boxes of blessings with your name on it that he is waiting to ship, but he needs you to go down there and get in line. That's what it is. It is not that he has more boxes for other people than he do you. He got boxes with your name on it who have never been shipped because you will not get in line to go get them. You will not ask God for them. You will not do the things necessary to attain them. We stop our own blessings, man. I have been the biggest stopper of my blessings than anybody else. I can't really get mad at nobody. I got nobody to blame for my existence but me. But then at the same time, I can't take credit for this. I really, really can't. I kid you not. I cannot take credit for it. And if you ever see me taking credit for it, tap me on the shoulder, say, Steve, pull up. Remember you said this ain't about you. If you catch me taking too much credit, you have my permission to stop me. Now, here is the deal, though. And this is what I want to get through to you today. Moving forward while under attack, new level, new devil. You know, every time you go somewhere, every time you try to progress, every time you make a decision to be better, to do better, there's going to be a confrontation you're going to have, because it is the enemy's job to not see you go forward, do better, want more, behave yourself. There is a force that is operative out there that has people working on his behalf 24/7. You got a computer? Go read a blog. Just go read a blog. They busy, man. Not knowing, but just saying evil stuff constantly. That's their job. Well, here's what happens. We have to always keep moving forward while we're under attack. Because the attack is going to always come. If you allow the attackers to stop you, you will lose that particular battle. And you cannot afford this. You know, my father used to say, be careful when you're trying to kick somebody off the ladder, because you got to take your foot off too, and you might slip. And so when people are taking their feet off the ladder, the majority of them ain't even up on a ladder. They just at the bottom throwing stuff up at you. They are just shaking your ladder. They ain't even on your level, really, tell you the truth. They really not. You have moved on far beyond them, spiritually, physically, everything. But they are still shaking your ladder and attacking you. Keep moving forward while under attack, because the attacks are going to come. If you take the time to stop and address it, you are impeding your own progress. This is very important to understand. Go on about your business. And remember, Steve Harvey, and remember those of you out there, there is a Bible verse that helps me out every time. And I don't know why. I got it on 6 different plaques sitting all around my offices. Everywhere I go, I can read it. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That because this is my, that he will put me under his wings of protection. And this is my inheritance as a servant of the Lord, period. I'm his boy. He my man. So when you come in for me, I have to just rest on that laurel right there, that he got it, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm just like you sometimes. You know, we know better, but sometimes we don't do better. Man, let them say what they gonna say. When they get through saying it, when they get through writing it, when they get through talking about you, when they get through lying about you, guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to step back and watch you rise. They're going to have to kick back and watch what God got for you. Because nothing God got for you, can't nobody stop it. I don't care what they do. Keep moving forward while under attack. You know something? I'll tell you something, man. Minister Louis Farrakhan taught me something very important one day. He says, Steve, remember this. He said, it is a common thing for a dog to bark up at the moon. But if the moon barks back at the dog becomes famous. You feel me? The moon was talking to you. How did the moon stop and talk to you? Don't give them that. Let the dog bark up at the moon. Don't you be up there. You go where God got you going. Don't bark back at this dog, because the dog come famous, because they ain't going to be able to get to you, but the dog is famous. Now they want to interview the dog. Now the dog, guess what? He going to do more barking. Guess what? About you. Man, go on about your business, y'all. God is in the blessing business all day long, man. Go get in line. Get you some. Get them packages and boxes shipped to you. They got your name on it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, that God Almighty done it again. Ain't nobody greater. Ain't nobody greater. Boy, that's my jam. I heard that today. Nobody greater, hey, greater than you. It ain't nobody greater than that God I serve. Nobody greater. Nobody, nothing. You better talk about it. Talk that talk, George. That's my dude, too. I don't know. I can't think his name.
I don't know, but I know he's talking about that talk, George.
Yeah, that's my dude right there. I love that cat, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're up this morning. We're glad about it. We're grateful about it. If you have gratitude, it'll affect your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. Get your tune in check this morning, man. You understand? You feel me? Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, legend that he is, nephew Tommy. Junior.
Well, I see you, man.
Yeah, you smiling today. What's going on?
Yeah, but you know what, man? It ain't going to change nothing. I can't complain. Complaining ain't going to change nothing. Might as well get happy.
That ain't what you said yesterday.
Yeah, I know. But I had to check myself. I checked myself.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I just want to remind you. So, see, what I do like to do when I mentor a young man, I like to teach him his own lesson. I like to let him, you learn from our mistakes. That's how we grow.
Yes, sir.
And so, but you got to point out the mistakes. And the thing you did was you pointed out your own mistake. That's how you grow. Most people don't grow because they blame other people for their shortcomings. It's really just us. Yes, sir. It's us.
It's us the whole time.
I can't find a good man. It's you.
I keep
meeting all these dogs. You a dog catcher. See, you can't stop being dog catcher. Yeah, go ahead.
Not all the time.
Well, now, you can run into someone without being a dog catcher.
Okay. Speak up for the women out here. Not all the time.
I'm not saying all that's the case, but, you know, sometimes they just hop over your fence. But then, told them, you just need a taller fence. Most dogs can't clear 8 foot fence.
I can't say
it. Police dogs, they going to go over there.
Keep your fence high.
Yeah, I love the fact that you thought about it, though.
No, I'm just saying, you find a way to make everything make sense for you. That's what you do, Uncle.
Well, you got to, because if you don't, who is going to make sense to?
Yeah.
What I'm not finna do is sit up into a life of confusion. The God I serve is not a God of confusion. He's a God of answers and solutions, faith and hope. So if I believe in him, why am I sitting over here looking hopeless? Now, I'm going to make some judgmental mistakes from time to time, as we all do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to turn around, admit my mistakes, ask for forgiveness, and get on up and move on. And I stand on that right there. Shout out to my man Tyler Perry yesterday. We started taping at the studios yesterday. I texted Tyler Perry and told him how proud I was of him over the studio. Next thing I know, he popped through the door. We had a long conversation.
Look at that brotherly love. Yeah.
Talking and just upping each other. Just upping each other. We didn't talk about one person that was doing better than us. Not now one. Say one negative word.
That's how
about
you do
nobody.
It, Steve. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we will hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here is called gingivitis. Gingivitis.
And we know what that is today, y'all, so please don't be confused like I was. Gingivitis is a gum disease in the mouth. When I first heard it, I thought it was VD.
Let's go. Come on, cat.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Kelvin Davis.
Yeah, this is Kelvin. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Kelvin? Let me make sure I got the right Kelvin. Kelvin, you at the job, you work on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I work on the fourth floor.
Are you in the cubicle next to Randy?
Yeah, matter of fact, I am. But who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give my name right now, but I'm bringing some news from the job that I think you might want to, this is some news I think that you would probably want to know. And let's just say I'm an employee from another floor, and I got wind of what was going on the fourth floor, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I think on your floor nobody's bringing this to your attention, you know.
Okay, so but let me get this straight. You can't tell me your name, but you work on a floor below me. Do you know me?
I've seen you before. I've seen you before.
Okay, no. Do you know me?
I mean, I don't know you. No, so no. Let me.
Okay, so how did you get to so-called being the spokesperson for people who work with me? Hey, man, I just wanted to give you the news because the whole fourth floor is gossiping about you and nobody's telling you what's going on.
Okay, so obviously the gossiping about me has got to you on the third floor, and now you are coming to be my deliverer, so to speak?
I'm just a guy bringing you some news, man. I'm just here to – let me ask you this, bro. Are you flossing at night?
Am I – What business is that of yours?
I'm just asking, are you flossing at night? Do you floss on a regular basis?
Yeah, I floss on a regular basis. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Man, who the hell are you?
Hey, let me tell you, to be honest with you, man, my problem is not really with you. I'm really upset with the people on the floor that's not telling you. But you know,
why ain't you talking to them?
Well, the problem is, man, is that they talking about you and they're not telling you what your issue is. So let's get to the issue at hand. So you are flossing. You are flossing. That's what you're saying?
Damn straight I floss.
Okay, are you brushing your tongue?
Come on now. You don't have to question me about my hygienic makeup. Okay. You don't know me. You have never talked to me. But you're going to side with a bunch of folks that think they can
I'm not siding with them, brother. But
if you're making a call on their behalf, you're siding with them.
Okay, Kel.
This is
Kel,
bullshit, man.
Kel, listen to me.
This is messed up, dude. Really? You don't even know me and you're going to approach me like this?
So, Kel, they think you have gingivitis.
Oh.
I mean, when you go to your dentist, are y'all cleaning below your gums?
Dude, the dentist do what he do. I'm laying there with my mouth wide open. And I go more often than every 6 months. So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, something is wrong, okay? And everybody's saying that it's you, it's your breath. That's just, you know, they saying they leaving the fourth floor to go down to the lobby just to get some fresh air.
Oh, that's bull. Well, this is what I want you to do. Since you speaking on their behalf, tell every one of them sorry so-and-sos that if they got a problem with me, they need to come approach me. And then, if it's that bad, I'll blow my stank ass breath in their face. Bring it on, because okay. This conversation with you is really way off base because you have no business calling me, telling me what they say.
Can I give you some items to mix together for you to gargle with later tonight?
You work in the building, but now you're a dentist. Man, you know what? This is bull, and we going to settle this tomorrow. First thing in the morning, I'm going to go to the fourth floor and wait for all these sorry so-and-sos to come up there who's been talking about me behind my back. And guess what? You invited to the party too, player. Since you're going to be their representative, each one of them lying bastards when they get in there, as far as I'm concerned, when tomorrow get here, is going to be ass whooping. And if you want some of it, show up since you're the representative. Because you can get a bit of it, too. You know what I mean?
Kevin, do you think it could be some cavities or something?
My foot in your cavity ass is what it's going to be. And whoever else want to try to take it out, they're going to get it in theirs. So guess what? It's on tomorrow. I ain't got gingivitis.
Are you only brushing in the morning when you leave for work? Are you only brushing
me? Have you not understood me? Don't keep questioning me. You can question me tomorrow after I whoop their ass and yours. Why'd you do me this way? Can you bring
your toothbrush tomorrow?
Yeah,
can you bring?
I'll bring a toothbrush. It's five fingers on my toothbrush. I bring them, they'd be balled up, and you will get the Mr. Cleaning that you ain't never thought you would get from a dentist.
Okay.
They just don't know what you started.
Hey, man, bro. Calm down, man. Just calm down. We're trying to fix the problem.
This going to fix the problem.
Kevin, you kicking ass is not going to change your breath.
I ain't going to worry about it. Well guess what? Them lying jokers can come down there and sit in your cubicle.
All right. So do you want to know who put this out there? I want you to know me when you see me tomorrow.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. Tell me who the hell you are.
So this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Randy got me to prank phone call you, man.
You know what? You almost caused me to say something. You is lying to me. How you gonna call brother and do me like that, man? Yeah, okay, I got you. You wait till I see Randy in the morning. You wait till I see him.
All right, man, give it to me. Tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Without a doubt, man, it got to be Nephew Tommy and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Nephew. Coming up next, it is time to Ask the CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will talk with Egypt and Mike from the hit TV show HGTV's hit show. That is not easy to say. Married to Real Estate. They're dishing about the new season and what it's like to work with your spouse. We love, love, love their family dynamic on screen. That's coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This runs from Gladys in East Point. Gladys writes, my friend posted a picture of her so-called famous peach cobbler on Facebook, and my husband commented with the praise hands emoji. He said nothing's wrong with giving her a compliment. Now she's gloating. How should I handle her?
What's the matter? Your husband put a praise hands emoji. Now she's gloating. What's the problem? I don't even understand the problem. Now, obviously, that peach cobbler's hitting. That's for sure.
On point. On point.
Anytime you put the Lord's hand, the prayer hand sign,
it's delicious.
He done had some of it. He done
had some delicious.
Yeah, and he done had some of it. Now she gloating. What you mad about?
Well, maybe,
she thinks he's flirting and all the things.
Yeah. But you gotta remember, we're black.
Flirting with some prayer hands?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, see, this
like,
is ooh, no,
Lord.
This, no.
Ooh,
like,
yes, Lord.
Oh, no,
yes,
man.
Lord.
Listen to me.
That's a
if
bit
a
much.
Woman posts a picture of herself in a bikini and your emoji is prayer hands, you are now asking the Lord to grant this wish. That's what that means. When you put it next to some peach cobbler, it's a whole different thing. That is not flirting. Come on, y'all. Come on.
That's how she feels.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's how she feels.
Yeah, she didn't like it.
Well, she...
All right. Lily in Denver says, I have three friends and I'm the center of the group. The one that got us all together. They branch off and hang out without inviting me. And they said it's because I have a boyfriend and they're single. Is that an excuse because they don't like me?
No. It's because you have a boyfriend and they single. And what they going out to do as single women, they don't want to ask you to come because they already know you got a boyfriend.
Now, who would they be reading deeper than
boy,
what it
be,
is?
Man, deep with this, boy.
They don't like
we're
me.
Emotional.
I
we
know.
Are.
Yeah, well, let's admit, let's move on then because we're not.
We have no mo for this.
Yeah, what's the problem?
You guys suck. All right, here we go. Chloe in Southfield says, my boyfriend took a selfie while we were on a date, and he posted with the caption, in the streets tonight, all of his comments were from girls asking WYA, where you at? I know we don't post each other on social media, but is this crossing the line?
God.
Where
you at? God. I mean, is what crossing the line?
Him the fact that, you know, he posted in the streets tonight.
I mean,
that ain't crossing the line.
I think she just said they don't post each other on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't
that.
Post himself.
Mm-hmm. She didn't like the fact that the women responded. You know that.
Hey, it makes it look like he was out alone in these streets.
Uh-huh.
And she, and they like, oh, where you at? Let me.
Can I say, okay, but can I say, tell you what else that where you at could apply?
What?
He could be at a church and tell post a selfie. Just say, all up in this Lord's house. Do you
but
know how
didn't.
Many women would
he
go,
said in these
where
streets.
You at? Well, but where he... you at? Women looking for men.
Right. That's why they said that. Where you at?
Was she on
the
picture?
No.
No.
He did it by himself, a selfie. Oh. He didn't say she posted a picture of me.
Yeah,
him.
He took a selfie.
In these streets.
Well,
he didn't post it with him and her saying, we outside. He did just him.
It was just a selfie. She wasn't on it, and the women came.
I don't see how that's crossing the line, but I can see where she wants to take it there.
Mm-hmm. Her feelings are hurt.
I don't know why her feelings would be hurt when he posted, I'm out in these streets.
date. He was out in the streets.
Yeah, let me
on the
ask
date.
You this.
He didn't say that.
Why
was it an outdoor date?
In these streets. They weren't at
I
the
mean,
house.
Would it made you feel better if he said, I'm up in this hotel lobby, I'm up here in this restaurant.
In other words,
you know,
he's
trying
not
to sound
her.
Cool. Look, he young.
Yeah,
he young.
He's not
I'm
cool.
out here in the street. Mm-hmm. That social media man is wow.
Yeah.
But he.
Man, you can't even have a relationship no more. They read everything in it. You got likes. Who is this girl liking your picture? How the hell I know?
But he.
Okay. My fans is old.
Mine too.
Not all of them.
Yeah, not all of them.
Not all of them. Okay. But I can understand her feelings are hurt. That's
yeah.
all I'm saying. That's what she's
if you're
trying
gonna post,
but see, what I do is with social media, I don't let my ego get in that social media because you read a comment, somebody come out, all right, now. No, don't go down there, dog. Wow. Do not risk nah. what you have on the all
stop
right.
scrolling.
Yes, stop reading the comments. Mm-hmm. All right, last one, Steve. This is from K1 in St. Louis. K1 writes, I had a one-night stand with a girl, and about a month ago, she told me she was pregnant. The night I had sex with her, I wore a condom, and I was so drunk I couldn't finish the task. She told my mom, and my mom wants me to do what's right. I want to wait 7 months for a DNA test. What's so bad about that?
Yeah, you gotta get DNA, bro. Ain't no doubt about that. I was watching the Judge show the other day.
Yours?
No. And it was like a this. It was a paternity court, and the man was in there, and the white guy had been sent to prison for 5 years for not paying child support. The woman brings the son to court. He over 18 now, and. They did a DNA. The man said they wouldn't give him a DNA. He begged for a death. He served 5 years in prison. They read the report of the DNA and said, you are not the father. That dude dropped down and said, oh, God, 5 years. He spent 5 years in prison.
And you can't get that back. Man.
Can't get that back.
And he can't get that back. And then she asked the lady, do you know who the real father is? She said, yes, I do. I'm in contact with him all the time. He looked at
she need to go to jail.
Are you kidding me? And then he looked at his son. He said, see, Dylan, that's why. He said, man, I still love you, man. God, now the boy sitting over there, he crushed the woman. And I thought, now how this woman don't go to jail? That's so crazy to me. All
that's
that
horrible.
To say, yes,
that's horrible.
You have to get a DNA. That's man. That woman sent this man to prison for 5 years and knew he wasn't the daddy of the baby. Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that that's right horrible. There.
She ruined his life. That's horrible.
Can't get it back.
No.
I felt so bad for that dude. He said, oh, God, 5 years. Mm-hmm. He was just, and the court was just, they were, and she was sitting there, ma'am, do you know who the real father is? Yeah. We're in contact.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that judge was eating her ass alive. So, yeah, get a DNA test, bro.
See, I'm going back to jail, man. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I ain't smart. Oh,
yeah. Coming up next, we have Egypt and Mike from HGTV's hit show Married to Real Estate right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, everybody. As promised, today we got two special guests. They are the stars of HGTV's hit show, Married to Real Estate. Now, the show is currently in its third season. Got over 19 million viewers.
Wow.
It's Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson. They are the most down-to-earth married couple that renovates houses together. They also do a marriage and money podcast together, and they run a real estate renovation and design business. They got a lot to tell us about, so we're going to get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together on the Steve Harvey Morning Show for Mike and Egypt.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, guys. Welcome back.
Good morning. Come on, get up and get the crust on out your eyes. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Come on, man. You better. You, come on now. Y'all better bring that energy.
See, we're ready for the day. We're ready. Yeah, bring it on.
That's how you stay on TV for 3 seasons. Nobody tuning in to dead people.
They're fun and they're real. They have a beautiful family, all of that, Steve. And you know, Egypt, I'm so proud of you. You
Thank
and Mike.
You know
girl.
What, Egypt, when we were on in New York.
In New York.
When we were presently working in New York, Egypt came on after us. I used to stop by every now and then just to talk to Egypt.
She was and I used to ask. I used to ask for men advice, right?
Yeah. All questions. I answered the questions and stuff. She's just really a cool, cool person. I'm so happy he found you, though. Thank you.
Yes, he did. Finally. Woo, child. Finally. Oh, but yeah.
And the first day I saw her, Steve, listen, I said, that's my wife right there. I knew.
Yes. What was crazy? Bro. What crazy is he did, guys. And so you already know, when a man tells you on the first date, you're my wife, what do we think? Uh-oh. What's wrong
with
him?
Wait a minute.
And you guys have a real marriage. That's what's so beautiful about it. It's real. You see the real, and I love that.
I'll be honest with you. We're still working on that, right? We'll let y'all know when we got it perfectly figured out. But I think, you know, Mike every now and again, you know, on the job will say, babe, come meet me in the car. He'll pull me into the pantry. You know, he'll pull me into the pantry or something like that. We're grown folks, right? You know, we have our little day dates every now and again to keep it alive and keep it sexy. And Mike always says, I say too, if we don't work, nothing's going to work. The business won't, the kids won't, nothing won't.
Right,
so,
right.
We got to keep pouring into the relationship as well.
Yeah, it's not just about being parents and partners. Listen, you still sexy to me. I'm still sexy to you. Keep it sexy. Keep it spontaneous. All right, we gonna keep this thing hot. We gonna keep dating.
Yeah, you gotta.
I can do that. Yeah, I can do the pantry. I can't do the car no more. That ain't.
It's not about you.
I'm going in there and knock them canned goods off that shelf with you, get them beans in the floor. But I ain't gonna be able to get out in that car no more. I'm telling you that right now. That ain't.
But that's what it is. They're real. You see the realness and you see the love of between them on the show, and that's what I love about the show. I love the real estate, all that.
Me too. And they flirt with each other on the show, Shirley. Mm-hmm. They're so cute. They're so cute. And I love the fact that, you know, it was one episode. I want to say this, Egypt and Mike. There was one episode where the woman, she broke up her engagement. And you guys did a renovation of her basement because she didn't really want to leave her house. Do you remember that? And you guys
did. We love Jasmine.
Man.
That was Jasmine. Yeah.
That was Jasmine. And I felt at the end of the episode, I was about to cry because you empowered her.
You empowered her to with that design that she wanted. You guys listened to her. She didn't have a lot of money, but you empowered her to keep her home, to start over, to give her that girl power that she could do this. You did the backyard. It was just fly, and I just love that. So it's layers to what you guys do with just remodeling. It's deeper than that. So I love that.
Yeah, I consider myself blessed. We do every day to be able to legitimately do something that we love with each other and bring our family along for it. Like, you know, our Uncle Mark's on the show. Yes, you see our cousins in Uncle the business. Mark, yeah, and we've come a long way, you know, hopefully from, you know, our lips to God's ears. We'll be on for 10 more seasons, so.
We need 10, about 100 more.
Hey, this is Nephew Tommy. Can y'all help me out? I need a closet. For hot flashes. Can y'all do something for my wife? I can just put her.
You ain't have to do that.
A nice cold closet. Just something for hot flashes.
Tommy, I didn't know men had hot flashes. I just started the change.
No, my wife
had. I didn't know men go through it too.
No, I'm going through the fact that my wife goes through this and she got the air on 50. I'm just trying to get some help over here.
Tommy, we going to work that out on season 4. You make sure you sign up and we got you, brother.
We fight over the thermostat over here, too.
I love the fact that you guys are building an empire in Egypt. We're going to talk about that, your store, your furniture store, all of that, because you guys do so much in the time that you have on TV, and we love it so much. I mean, you have a store called Indigo Home. You do home renovations. You do home decor. We have to talk about all of that. We got to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about that and your money and marriage podcast, okay?
All right.
All right. Let's go.
All right. We're with Egypt and Mike from HGTV's Married to Real Estate. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. We are back with Egypt and Mike from HGTV's hit show, Married to Real Estate. Yeah, we love the show. We're so happy you guys could join us.
Thank you.
You're in your third season, 19 million viewers. You got so much going on.
Yeah, and when we left, we were talking about all the things they were doing. But let's talk about this for a minute, man, because you all have a home furnishing line called Indigo Road.
Yes. So you guys actually see the culmination of that this season. You'll get to see the development, or at least the very beginning of Indigo Road. You know, TV's always like a year behind. So you'll see the beginning of it. But Indigo Road is actually our real estate company. We've got Indigo Road Realty, Design Group, and Home Furnishings now. So you can find us at IndigoRoad.com. We're on Wayfair. We're working on a deal with Home Goods right now, y'all. So. Yeah. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Building an empire. I love it.
But that's what happens, though, when you get a team. You got to get the right teammate, man. I tell men all the time, you can be successful by yourself, but you'll never be great without a woman. It's all great men. You can't sign up for greatness without a woman. Because they are too detailed. They know too much. Hey, you all got a lot of stuff. Let's talk about one of the special projects y'all working on the show this year. Something with some HBCUs.
Yes, Steve, let me tell you, we are so happy and excited and humbled to be a part of the Clark Atlanta University, CAU, you know, the historically black college in the South here. And they called us and said, listen, the men's basketball team, we're getting ready to renovate the lounge and the locker room area. Can you guys come on over and help us out? And when I tell you, it's going to be something to talk about.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, y'all, that was a lot of pressure. I was nervous. My first instinct was, no, Mike, we can't do it. But I'm so glad we did. It came out absolutely amazing. So we're looking forward to you guys seeing that this season.
Yeah.
This couple is doing a lot of great things, man. A lot of great things in a total scheme of things, which is a testament to marriage and partnerships and finding the right one and dream building. When two people get together in his name, well, let me tell you.
Amen.
Hard to mess with. We happy for y'all. You doing it. We're going to be watching Married to Real Estate with Egypt and Mike tomorrow night, Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on HGTV. Egypt,
that's
Mike,
right.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hot flash closet. Don't forget
that. Shut up, Tommy.
Season 4.
But real dog, that make a lot of money because you got to get a hot flash closet. Or you can just double down and just put you a stand-up meat locker in your house and see the same.
Thank you, Egypt and Mike. We will be watching. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, Steve Jr. is upset that you don't take his music choices seriously, and he wants to talk about it with you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Junior, are you okay, Steve?
Oh, he's great. Don't worry about him.
Is your name Steve? Did I miss something?
You missed a whole lot.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
A whole book.
So, Junior, you and Steve, really, I mean, you guys have had this beef going on for the last couple of days about this music and who you like and who he likes and Jodeci and all of this. So, can you please settle your beef over your music preferences?
I just want to understand that we're a reputable group, you know? We
Jodeci.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And hey, he just don't have no love for our music. And
He didn't say that. I've never said I don't have love for your music.
What you told me was, just 2 days in a row, you said Jodeci was better than Marvin Gaye. And then you told me.
That's what you said.
Yeah, that's what you said. Then you said Jodeci was better than the Isley Brothers.
Okay, I can't feel that way.
Not just in front of me.
Yes, you can. You can.
No. You can feel that way if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't feel that way on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, where else I'm going to feel that way at?
Okay, what else you got, Junior?
Because it's going to make you upset again because I feel this way. You know, now, I was listening to some other music. I think Jodeci is just as reputable as the OJs. I think that's probably. Why is y'all laughing? What is so funny to y'all?
Junior, come over your house.
Can I just say one thing, Junior? This argument would sound better if your voice was just a little deeper. Just
like
a little.
In the birds.
Yeah.
I think the OJs is Jodeci better than the OJ. What deeper does it matter? I just said it. I tried. I ain't going down there.
Was that your deep right there?
I think Jodeci.
I think Jodeci is better than the OJ.
That was Steve.
Well,
I think SquarePants Bob is better than Sesame Street.
Oh, what? Because that's what it sounds like I'm hearing. You know, Junior.
Okay.
I don't know. Hey, man, maybe you should use, like, some different comparisons. Like, here's some groups that was out at the same time. Do you prefer Jodeci over New Edition?
No.
Boys to Men. That was their biggest rival during that
Jodeci,
time.
Boys to Men. Move on up
Boys
to 112.
To
Yes. That was their biggest rival during that
time. You're doing it again. See how you did that? You're doing it again.
Sing. Flat out.
Jodeci can sing. Ain't nobody saying. Yeah, Jodeci can sing.
Have you heard KC Haley? Have you heard him?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, he can
probably
sing.
Not as much as you.
Yeah, he's Stephanie lot. Mills' cousin, KC Haley. He can sing. Ain't nobody saying he can't.
Oh, ain't no doubt them boys can sing.
Fantastic.
When, though, it depends on the day and condition.
What do you mean, huh?
I mean that the OJs and Marvin Gaye and
Isley Brothers, yeah.
Sing and sound the same all the time. They not better than none of them people you just said, though. Not now one. They ain't even the same conversation. I don't even know why.
But they good.
But they good. His opinion.
And they damn good.
They fire.
Jodeci, look at me. Yeah, all that.
Who's your next favorite group, Junior?
I don't think there is another one. It's your Jodeci.
Because he's in that group.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question.
Just
for kicks and giggles, because I already think of it. You think Jodeci is better than Earth, Wind, and Fire?
If you think they're better than Isley,
they just as good. They bought equal. They bought even.
And you bought crazy. You bought crazy.
Jodeci, even with her with five.
Junior, but, that's your opinion. That's okay. Got to. You have a right to your opinion.
How y'all don't see this is what's getting me. I don't see how y'all
you're
don't see
this. You're trying to figure out how you see it. That's what you're trying to figure out.
Jodeci is equal to her with five.
All right. I don't know if this argument will ever end. Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it is my strawberry letter for today. The subject is line them all up and I still win. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
This right here is, that ain't, that's bad grammar right there, but that ain't my baby's, that ain't my brother's baby. That ain't
when
my brother's.
When did you start caring about bad grammar? where was that meeting at?
that ain't my brother's baby, so.
Tommy, if you start talking good grammar, boy, we're going to put your ass out the family.
You're going to get rid of
me? No.
Yeah, you're going to go over there. You're going to be a strawberry is what you're going to be.
What is that supposed to mean? Supposed to mean, sir?
It's just
that
saying, Shirley.
You're bougie and always concerned about grammar.
Yes. Proper. It's important. Proper. Like telling the truth.
Once again.
So are you not, like, let me, well, real quick. You're not supposed to say in opposed to? That's not good.
No.
Not supposed to say what?
As opposed.
Wait, you supposed to say what, Tommy?
I'd rather do this in opposed to doing that.
As opposed.
I'd rather do this in opposed to doing that.
Yeah. Don't that make sense to you?
You and that preposition, baby. That preposition.
That's wrong?
Okay.
What's wrong with it, though?
In opposed to?
What is he supposed to say?
I'd rather do this in opposed to doing that.
As opposed to that. I'd rather do this as opposed to that. That's a
waste
all.
Of ass.
What?
What'd you say, Junior? Right.
I like that, Junior.
That's just a waste of ass.
We're going to say ass now. We need to put it in proper context.
A-S.
that's like Roscoe Wallace when he wrote that song for Stevie Wonder. He wrote ass for Stevie Wonder.
And it was, he did
ass.
Not.
Damn, Stevie. He blind. He missing an S now. Now we got to deal with that. I don't know who wrote this song in Braille for him, but they left that other S off because when Roscoe wrote the song was ass. A-S-S. Stevie got his hands on it. He blind. He can't read. Now he ain't seen one S. A-S. Now we all got to figure out what he talking about now. As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving. What?
Beautiful lyrics. Beautiful.
Oh,
song.
Man.
When ass clearly says, your ass is big and around as the sun, as the earth, that's revolving.
Look
what ass.
Woo! All right, boy. Here we go. That ain't. We're going back to it, Shirley. That ain't my brother's baby. That ain't my brother's baby. That ain't. Let's go, cat dog. Don't worry about it. It's something I need to take care of. I talk to...
Hello.
May I speak to Terry?
This is she.
My name is Daryl. Damon is my brother. I don't live in Dallas where y'all live at. I'm the one that live out of town. But we done had a family meeting and talked about it. And I know Travis is your son. He 8 years old. But the problem is, the reason why I'm calling you, Terry, is because we done found out that Travis ain't none of Damon's child.
Excuse me?
Travis ain't none of Damon's child. He been paying you child support here for the last
Wait,
eight.
Hold on. And you said your name was who?
I'm Darryl. I'm Damon's brother.
And who gave you this information?
We all done found the information out. We actually going to go down there to the courthouse and get all this stuff rectified. But we done found out that Travis ain't none of Damon's child. And he been sitting up here sending you money, $700 to $800 a month. And this child ain't even here. Now, I hate for Travis to find this out, and he going to have to find it out. But,
wait. He ain't finna find that why are you calling me?
Look, the family done had a meeting, and I'm the one that they decided to make the phone call and tell you what's going on.
No, but you don't have a damn thing to do with this. You ain't nobody daddy over here, so I'm not sure what you're calling for or who God made you king or wanted you to be head in charge to call, but that is not going to work out.
But let me, why are you doing this to my brother? That's what I'm saying. For 8 years, the man been sending you $700-something a month, and this ain't even his child.
Well, you know, why am I even talking to you? I'm not really sure. Your brother need to call me if he has any problems or questions. You have a good day. Hello?
You don't hang no damn phone up on me. Damon told me your little ass was hard-headed anyway. Now, look.
Wait a minute. You know what? You got the wrong one, baby. Like, I'm trying to not lose all my religion today, but you about to make me lose it on your...
About to make me lose... What?
You don't know who you with over here. So, like I said before... my son, your nephew that you try not to claim over there, I don't know why you came from wherever the hell you said you came from to Dallas to try to cross the mess.
I came from California down here to Dallas, and I'm telling you.
You need to take your black come back to California because down here, you don't know me like that.
No, I don't know you, but I'm finna know you, and Travis finna know that my brother ain't his daddy.
I don't know. You know what? You need to talk to your brother again. That's what you need to do, and you don't need to be talking to me.
You finna send us all the money my brother done sent y'all.
And when I do,
look,
when I send all that 8 years worth of money back,
you gonna send every dime back because it belonged to my brother. That ain't my brother's child. Now we ain't got time to be going on no Maury Povich show or nothing to find out who the daddy.
You know what? Like I said, you picked the wrong one. It'd be your best bet not to call me anymore. It is a good thing that you call, because if you came knocking on my door, you'd have got your ass for today.
No, you go. That's my second thing I'm finna do if we can't rectify it over the phone. I don't have a problem coming over there, knocking down some doors and getting some questions answered. Because, damn it, this ain't Damon's baby.
Obviously, you must wish it was yours since you're taking so much interest.
No, it ain't mine, but it ain't Damon's either. And we got 700.
You must not have any and looking for some. But I'm sorry. This one's taken over here, and Damon will continue to pay what he owes.
Damon don't owe
what's
another...
That's what's wrong with you brothers now. You don't want to pay. I'm sorry. He's going to continue to pay. And you can call whoever you want to call him. Do whatever you want to do. So go back and tell your mama and everybody else who waiting for this meeting to let them know. It ain't happening.
Look, my mama ain't got nothing to do with it. Mama been...
So you said your mama and all y'all got together. She the same way. I see where you get it from. You act just like her. Y'all some nosy people. Mind your own damn business. That's a grown man.
My mama said it from the get-go that it wasn't it wasn't Damon's child.
Nah, that means your mama's a two-faced liar because you ain't what your mama said.
You ain't finna sit here and bring my mama up in this?
Well, if you know so much, then you come knock on my door. Come knock on my door if you want to.
We done the math. $750 times 12, then times 8 is $72,000. That's how much money my brother done sent you, and that's how much we want back. And I need you to get to working on this money now.
Okay. Why don't you come over here and get it?
Don't get your whooped today, Terry.
Come on over here, and you don't see them get their whooped. You in Dallas.
I don't care nothing about I'm in no Dallas.
This ain't California.
So what?
I don't even know why I'm wasting my time talking to you. Like I said, your brother is a weak. If he got to have you, y'all had a meeting and you got to be the one to call, I'm not really understanding.
Look, I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
You know, you're getting on my damn nerves. That's what you're doing.
You respect me. Are you listening to me?
You what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked.
Oh, my God.
You just got pranked by your sister Tanya, baby.
You know what?
She say, talk to her about her baby daddy and that baby.
Yeah, I don't play with the children. Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
All right, let me ask you this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That ain't my brother's baby. Keep it stupid. New York City, the nephew is on his way to town. Two shows Saturday night at the New York City Winery. The first show is completely sold out. Got a few tickets left for the second show, New York City. Been a minute. Boy, on my way back. Can't wait. Finna eat a little bit, have a little fun. Walk to New York City, the city that don't sleep. Get you a slice of pizza and walk down the street. It's finna be real nice. And it ain't too cold. Well, I haven't checked the temperature.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter. The subject is line them all up and I still win. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, line them up, line them all up, and I still win. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been in a relationship for 12 years, and my girlfriend confessed that she cheated on me 7 years ago. She blurted it out during an argument, and it cut like a knife. I have never cheated on her when I could have. I remained faithful. The worst part for me is that she won't tell me who she cheated with. She thinks that clearing her conscience is enough and I should be able to deal with it and move on, but I can't. How can she halfway confess? It could be one of my friends, coworkers, a guy at the gym, or even a family member. I have been going crazy imagining her with another man and then trying to figure out if he was taller than me, if he was more in shape than I am. Is he bald-headed? Does he have a beard? I'm driving myself crazy thinking it might be someone in our inner circle. I went to her again this morning and asked her to tell me who it is. She had the audacity to tell me that she didn't have to tell me that she cheated in the first place. So I need to stop asking her who she cheated with. I asked her if it was more than one guy and she smirked and said, maybe. I told her to line them all up and I still win. She said sarcastically, oh, really? So now I'm even more confused. In order for me to move forward in this relationship, I need to know who she slept with and all of the details of her affair. Are these unreasonable requests?
Damn,
wow. What were you guys arguing about? I mean, you don't say, but it must have been pretty bad for her to let that slip out. I mean, who does that? She did it on purpose. Nobody really slips out with that kind of information. Anyway, you're asking for something you're not going to get. Who she slept with, how many, was it a coworker? You're not going to get that. She's taunting you with that information. She's holding on to it. Who knows why she cheated? But since you never knew about it, and it was 7 years ago, she just shouldn't have blurted it out. It was better when you were clueless. Now you feel betrayed. You feel suspicious of her. You're mad. You're hurt. And I'm sure you feel like a fool. You feel foolish. You don't trust her anymore. And I'm only saying all of that because that's how most people feel when they've been cheated on, when they find that out. You're no different in that regard. So these answers you want, the answers you say you need to move on, who, where, when, and all that, you're not going to get that. It's just not going to happen unless you have another big argument. Then maybe she'll blurt some more stuff out. But until then, I guess after 12 years, this relationship looks like it's at a standstill, or either it's over because she's not going to say anything. Steve?
Man, oh man. I ain't never heard this one before. This is a new one to me, because, bro, I'm just going to have to be real with you when I read this letter right here. And I don't know how you're going to take this, dog, But just this Uncle Steve just talking, man, from a real perspective, man. Because I don't even understand the whole thought process behind the letter. And I just want you to just, as a man, look at this thing maybe in a way you're not looking at it. I've been in a relationship for 12 years. My girlfriend confessed that she cheated on me 7 years ago. Okay, well, first of all, where y'all going? If y'all been together 12 years, she decided to tell you that she cheated on you 7 years ago. Where y'all going, man? 12 years, boyfriend, girlfriend. And when this gonna... Dog, I ain't hear no talk of nothing else. Marriage, family, nothing. What y'all doing? She blurted it out doing an argument and it cut like a knife. I'm with Shirley on this. You don't blurt that out. She deliberately said that to cut you. And you said it cut like a knife. I ain't never cheated on her when I could have. I remain faithful. Then you say the worst part for me is she won't tell me who she cheated with. That's the worst part. That's the worst part. Bro, for real, man? Come on, dog. Hold up, man. How that's the worst part is she won't tell me who she cheated. No, dog. The worst part was, it's two worst parts. The worst part is she cheated. The real worst part was she had the gumption to tell you she did. And look you dead in your face and still standing. Dog, this woman got a lot of nerve, man. It ain't a lot of women can look their man in the eye and tell him that. And know that's going to go well. You have got to expect this to turn out disastrous for you to say this to your man. And you know that. So she ain't accidentally blurted nothing out. She did it to cut you, and she did. She thinks that clearing her conscience is enough, and I should be able to deal with it and move on, but I can't. You sure that was to clear her conscience, bro? Or something else? Me personally, I think it's something else. I ain't got to clear my conscience for nothing happened 7 years ago. I promise you, I don't. I've been, ain't nothing. And I done
whatsoever.
Lenny. Nothing. I need to clear my conscience. That didn't got away for 7 years.
Right.
Hell, I'm clear now. I'm clear. I'm out the woods. That's statute of limitations and everything. I don't. How can she halfway confess? Bruh, I'm stuck on how she can confess, period. You're talking about a half a confession. Bruh, what are you talking about, man? What difference do that make? It could be one of my friends, coworkers, a guy at the gym, or even a family member. I've been going crazy imagining her with another man and trying to figure it out. If he's taller, well, he probably is taller.
Oh, here we go.
You're short.
Here
we go. I don't know how is he taller came out there. You're short.
After everything.
And more in shape, and is he bald with a beard?
I'll get on.
All right. All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, line them all up, and I still win. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is line them all up, and I still win.
Bruh, I just don't know where we're going with this relationship. This is a bad letter, man. What I'm going to tell you at the end, I don't think you're going to do it anyway, but here we go. You and your girlfriend of 12 years had an argument. She told you she cheated on you 7 years ago. That stung you because you've never cheated on her, and you said you could. But then you say the worst part of that is she won't tell you who she cheated with. That's the worst part? No, dog. The worst part was she cheated. The real worst part was she had the guts to say it to you in your face and be standing there. Most women know if you go to your man with that information, you pretty much know it's going to go really, really bad. She didn't care. But she thinks that clearing her conscience is enough and it should be able to deal with it. And I should be able to deal with it and move on, but I can't. How can she halfway confess? Halfway? I shot somebody. Okay. That ain't enough for you?
Wow.
You know who it is?
You see what I'm saying? Well, we need... Whoa. What the hell you mean you shot somebody? We right now. We ain't got to move on who, when. What you mean? What happened? Okay, so here we go. It could be one of my friends, coworkers, a guy at the gym, or even a family member. I've been going crazy imagining her with another man and then trying to figure out if he was taller than me, if he was more in shape than I am, if he bald-headed, does he have a beard? yo, bro, you got some self-esteem issues, bro, that you're dealing with, and she know it, and she has played on your low self-esteem, and I'm gonna prove it in this letter. What difference do it make if he talk, if he follow him? What difference do it make if he emotional? You ain't, you supposed to be back on why you cheated on me. See, you ain't found that out yet. You ain't asked one time, why did you cheat on me? That's your problem, dog. If you don't address that, this half confession, full confession, it don't mean nothing. I went to her again this morning. Lord, have mercy, man. Again? Y'all still together? I'm stuck on this. This letter tripping me out. I went to her again this morning and asked her to tell me who it is. She had the audacity to tell me she didn't have to tell me she cheated in the first place. What? Why are we still here? Mm-hmm. She told you, wait a minute, I ain't got to tell you nothing. I ain't even have to tell you I cheated in the first place. But she did, though. And what get the audacity of her was to tell it to you in the first place, bro. You got to get to the why she decided to tell you and why she cheated. So I need to stop asking her. So she said, you need to stop asking her who she cheated with. I asked her if it was more than one guy. She smirked and said, maybe.
Oh, you playing with you?
Lady. Bruh. You ain't finna slap me. You not finna keep slapping me like this. Maybe. So now it could have been more than one. I told her to line them all up and I still win. Line them up. It's a lineup, dog. So now, she ain't just cheat on you 7 years ago. You think it's more than one and you can line them up and I still win? Dog, you're not winning. You're winning what? She sarcastically said, I told him line them up and I still win. She sarcastically said, oh, really? So now I'm even more confused. In order for me to move forward in this relationship, I need to know who she slept with and all the details of her affair. Are these unreasonable requests? Bruh, they stupid requests. I'm just going to be real with you as a man. This woman don't really care about you. Because every chance she get to slap you with a zinger, here she come. I had an affair on you 7 years ago. Who was it with? I ain't got to tell you none of that. Well, who is it? I asked her, was it more than one guy? She said, maybe. What? Bro, why are we still talking to this chick? Mm-hmm. Are you out your mind? Why are you fighting for this right here? Because you don't have nothing. Y'all been together 12 years. You ain't married. You ain't engaged. What y'all got? You ain't got nothing. She don't care how you feel. She ain't trying to protect your feelings. And she don't respect you. This woman is so damn disrespectful. Well, who was it? Immortal? Maybe. Man, let me tell you. We're not having this conversation. Take your ragged ass. You can get that line up and go right on back to him. But what you not finna do is sit in my face and tell me maybe it's more than one. I ain't got to tell you nothing. Deal with it. And you know why she doing this, man? Because she know you ain't going nowhere. And you know why she don't think you going nowhere? Because she know you weak. That's all to it. She know you weak. She know she can slap you around and you going to stay there. You the perfect Christian. You the person that can get slapped and turn the other cheek. Yeah, Tom.
Why he want to know who it is? Like, that's going to make a difference.
Bro, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference, man. Matter of fact, it's going to make it worse. And worse. She know it'll make worse. It worse. Bro, but listen to me. It don't get no worse than it is right now.
Right.
She don't care about you, man. This ain't no reasonable stuff. Now, why you begging for this chick right here? You know how many women are due the relationship the right way? You in love with somebody that ain't in love with you no more. Yo.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
Stop
at Steve Harvey
acting
FM.
Weak, man. Get your guts and walk out.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior, before we get to you and Sports Talk, let me tell the Steve Harvey Nation about this. Now, imagine immersing yourself in timeless elegance at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas with a President's Day pampering package for two, February 17th through the 20th, 2024. This package includes round-trip coach airfare for two, hotel stay, a $350 credit for dinner at Don's Prime Steakhouse, a $150 credit for brunch at La Fontaine, and a $500 credit for a couple's massage at Lapa Spa and Wellness. You can enter now and get rules at SteveHarveyFM.com, sponsored by the all-new Fountain Blue Las Vegas. That's SteveHarveyFM.com for all the info. All right, all Junior, right. You ready?
I have a suggestion.
Yes, Steve.
To our lovely sponsors at Fountain Blue.
Uh-huh.
Steve Harvey's going to say this out loud. You can send a sound check to him. I propose that for a very reasonable acquisition fee, that we will come to Vegas and do the show from your hotel and have special guests on and promote it and let us experience the gambling, shopping, restaurants. And nobody could talk about it more effectively than us, because when our voice goes out, we go out to millions of people at once. Now, that would be even more effective than the commercial. And the commercial is really working. But Lord have mercy, if we was out there ourselves, please know that. And do not call anybody except Steve Harvey's team. We will be negotiating that very nominal a fee. And we'll be there.
Well, I mean, we might as well throw a party one night. I mean, we might as well do that. You know,
see the options that's flowing from us already.
Sounds good. All right, Junior. You ready for sports?
I mean, we might well have a golf tournament. I mean, we might as well, you know.
Man, I just what?
Come on, Junior.
Well, you know the Super Bowl is in Vegas, huh? You know that. Mm. And you know
what?
It's
not going to happen that quick, Joe.
Yeah, I was like, well, I was thinking about
it. 2 weeks.
But we'll talk about that tomorrow, Unc. I was going to ask you about the best Super Bowl halftime show you've seen. Which one is it? Because right now they're saying Shakira and Jennifer Lopez had the best one.
Oh.
What? What?
Yeah.
Did they miss Prince?
I think they did.
And
did they miss Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
His whole squad?
Yeah.
J-Lo and them had a nice one now. J-Lo and Shakira, they were nice. The best.
They wasn't the best.
All right. That's a debate. Coming up at the top of the hour, a wife and her man on the side are about to be exposed. So, Steve, she needs some advice from you. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, this is from SW in Coral Gables. SW says, I have a male friend that I've been openly spending time with and sleeping with. My husband doesn't suspect anything because my boyfriend lives with another man, his cousin. My husband assumes they're lovers, but they're not. And this has been going on for almost 2 years without any problems. But his ex-wife found out about us and she threatened to tell my husband about us. What if she isn't bluffing? Should I tell my husband that my friend likes women, or will that be a dead giveaway that we've been messing around. What do I do?
Yeah. Why would you tell your husband that he like women? Why would you do that? And listen to me. Stop dealing with problems that you don't have yet. His ex found out about it and has threatened to tell your husband. Until she tell your husband, you don't have the problem yet. But you do have a problem because you said, I have been openly seeing another man. Now, this has to be a complete covert operation. All this open stuff. What the hell is wrong with y'all? All these phone cameras and cameras and everything. You can't do nothing open. It's all got to be covert. And you just, and lady, there's nothing you could do. See, if you wasn't so open, first of all, let me ask you this. How his ex find out about it? Do you know the mistakes have to be made for the ex to even have to be concerned about it? So this openly seeing him then came back to bite you. Now, if she does go to your husband, immediately, unequivocally, lie.
What's the lie?
What are you talking about?
You be killing me, Shaka. Yeah.
There is... What? He is so uninterested in me. And oh, by the way, I found out that him and the man he's staying with, they ain't even cousins.
So you flipping it right away.
See, I'm gonna turn this whole thing
around. Flipping it. I see it.
And then, just to juice it up. And the reason I have been talking to him is because he has been considering getting an operation, and he was discussing with me how I felt about the operation.
Whoa, you are committed to that lie.
Yes, I go
deep. You better lie up in here, boy.
Yes.
You better
I go deep.
There's layers to this. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Get off
you
me.
Better lie up in here.
All this off me.
Tommy.
So I don't know why this old bit of Betty right here wants to try to drag me in it. That's the reason. That's the reason he is her ex, because he started seeing him.
Oh,
look at looking at you with squint eyes. What happened?
All right.
Yeah,
we have time for another one, Steve. This one's from Dimitri in Milwaukee. Dimitri says, "I've been married for 19 years, and my husband turned our son's bedroom into his lounge. He bought a new TV on Saturday. He had a sleeper sofa delivered. He gave the bedroom furniture to his sister so he can create his private sanctuary. He didn't ask me or mention it to me, nor did he get my input on the stuff he bought. He said he didn't need my permission. Why would he respond like that? Shouldn't we be communicating about big things like that?"
Well, see, what has happened is, see, you've done it to him several times.
Well, it is a woman's domain, the house, right? The house.
That's their boardroom.
But a man should have a space. Now, you ain't tried to give him no space. That boy done moved out, he done took it. When we had our other house in Winton, Winton went to college. Winton's room became a cigar lounge.
You what? You made?
Yeah, I turned Winton's room into a cigar lounge.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, according to a new survey of people aged 50 and older, sex might get better as you get older. 45% of those surveyed said they have had the best sex of their lives as they've aged. And one in eight of those surveyed still have sex at least 5 times a week. And it gets better. 1 in 4 people admitted to having sex in weird places around the house, like in the laundry room or in the staircase, on the staircase. Are any of you in that percentage, I have to ask? You heard the story.
I'm not.
Laundry room, staircase.
I'm not getting on these stairs. I see. That's
I'm not in
the
laundry room. No.
That's staircase. That's a back injury.
Yeah.
That's completely. Okay. Yeah, you're going to mess up your back and knees.
Yeah. Okay. So laundry room for you?
I don't even know.
Ain't nobody doing it in there.
I'm excited about the people that's doing it 5 days a week. That is really
very nice to hear. Uh-huh.
Now that's new ass news to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know that sex is better at this age. I just think you'd be happy to get it. I think you're happier.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it may not be better, but you're happier at that age when you do get it. Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you what though.
What?
Mm-mm. Yeah. You can't say it when you filter yourself.
I just filter myself just
now. Yeah, thank you. Morning radio.
You stop mid sentence. All right, thanks, guys. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather respond to your wife's text in all caps? Or would you rather respond with emojis only? In all caps, you know that means you're shouting at her.
I'd rather not respond.
I didn't know that's what that meant, though.
Yeah, you're shouting.
All caps. Shouting.
Yeah.
Like if I start typing and they come out all caps, what is I'm switching for?
But you're shouting. You don't want to shout at her.
I didn't hear a damn thing when I was
Well, that's what it means.
Okay. Read these words, feel how you want to feel. I need what I said in the text to happen.
Okay, all caps or emojis, though?
Well, I don't know about emojis, though.
Okay. I'm going to mess up with the emojis.
All caps. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All them little yellow people with all the different expressions, I don't even know what they mean.
He said, "Let me yell the yellow
people." Right, you don't know what all of them mean anyway.
You got all of, they smile in different ways. What the hell are you grinning for? All these different ways.
All right, would you rather flush the toilet with the lid up or flush the toilet with the lid down?
I hope. Well, depending on what just happened.
Okay. Or eating breakfast.
Down.
Well, y'all asked the question. That is true, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
All right, we're moving on. Would you rather your stomach to be bubbling on an airplane, or would you rather your stomach be bubbling while you're on stage?
Ooh,
yeah, both of those. Woo, especially what's been happening on planes lately.
Mm. Well, adrenaline on stage will keep you. Like, I've performed under some dire conditions. Once I get on stage, adrenaline keeps me through. And the moment I get off, the symptoms come right back.
Okay.
But I've done that, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have no food on my stomach on stage at all.
Yeah, you don't.
At all.
No.
Me either. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be up in that plane up there either, though.
Well, you can't cancel your flight, can you?
I'm just saying. Uh-huh. It'd be my luck, somebody in the bathroom is a line. Woo! You can't get to it.
I mean, man. Boy, I was on a commercial flight recently, man. I had to go to the bathroom. I unbuttoned my seatbelt, got up, went to that door, and it had that occupied on it.
Occupied.
And I went over there to the other one. It was occupied. And you know how when you press the door, you kind of let go because you think you're finna go in here? And I pressed that door, and it didn't open. And I went over and pressed the other. Well, I was standing there with a real situation going on. Ooh. Because in your 60s, when you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go now.
Yeah.
Give me a water bottle, somebody.
Bruh, listen to me. Listen to me.
All right, that's today's round. Would you rather? We know you guys a little better now. Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives. and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. Oh, it's been a good day.
Yes.
Oh, what a day.
Thanks
what
to
a day.
Egypt and Mike from Married to Real Estate on HGTV. Yes. Check them out.
Show comes
we'll be
on
watching.
Tomorrow night at
yes.
9 p.m.
Yep,
Eastern.
Thursdays at 9.
Mm-hmm. Good show. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know something? I got some closing remarks I want to remind people of today. You know, there's a saying that says association brings on participation. I've also read that, this is stuff I picked up along the way, right? Somebody asked me one time to describe my five closest friends. And I described them. And he said, "That's good, Steve. You realize you just described yourself." I said, "Wow, really?" And that's a true statement. Because friends, you pick your friends. They're not your family. You inherit your family. You pick your friends. But whether you realize it or not, you pick people who you can get along with. And most people that you can get along with are similar to you in a lot of ways. So when you pick your friends and you're able to list their characteristics, understand that you have now described who you are. You know what? And that's a very telling thing, but it's also something you have to be very conscious and careful of. Folks, in 2024, take inventory of your associates. Take inventory of your friends. Because there's only two people in your life. They are associates and friends. I'm not talking about your enemy. You should completely separate yourself from an enemy. And don't even worry about them, because you don't need that energy in your life. But take inventory of your friends and associates. Make sure the people that you are associating with or the ones you call your friend are adding value to your life. Now, there's also a give and take here. You should be adding value to theirs. But if you take this inventory and you realize that you're the only one that's adding value, you got to reassess that situation, man. You got to look at these people differently. Now, the reason you have people in your life who are not good for you and you continue to hold on to them is because you are loyal. But a guy that used to work for me taught me a valuable lesson, and I ended up using it on him. He came to me one time and he said, "Steve, do you know that loyalty has an expiration date?" And I went, no, man, I ain't like that. I'm loyal to the end. He said, "No, man." He said, "But that's your problem." He said, "You're loyal to the end and you stay loyal to people who stop being loyal to you." He said, "So that's what the saying means, that loyalty has an expiration date. And you need to start checking the expiration date on some of these friendships and associates that you got, because they just like milk. Some of them just go bad." I'm telling you, man. And so as this guy worked for me, I remember this quote. And I was loyal to him. But then I realized one time his loyalty to me had expired. He had become bad milk. And on the day I released him with his own quote. I said, "You know why I'm letting you go, bro?" He said, "Man, I don't understand this." I said, "I'm letting you go because what you taught me was loyalty has an expiration date. And I just realized that your date being loyal to me expired some time ago. But I stayed loyal to you, and I overlooked a lot of things that was going on, not realizing that you was in it for yourself. You stopped being in it with me and for me a long time ago." He said, "Damn, man, I didn't mean for you to take it that way." I said, "No, you didn't mean for me to apply it that way. You wanted me to take it. You wanted me to keep on taking it. But I took inventory, and I found out." And in 2024, let me tell you something, man. I take serious inventory in my life. If you are not with me and for me, you ain't got to be against me. But if you ain't with me or for me, I ain't got no room for you. Because what's the benefit to the relationship? every time I talk to you, it end up me doing something and being something for you. But you don't call and you don't check for me at all. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man? How you holding out there, man? You all right? How your family? Never. Never. It's just me checking with you. That ain't a friendship. That's really not an association you need. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with people who offer a benefit to you and that you can offer a benefit to them. And if they don't do that, stop wasting your valuable time on relationships that don't deserve your time. Do you know how much free time you would create if you would stop giving time to nonsense, to non-well-wishers, to people that don't really mean you well? Listen, man, you can't fix everybody. Stop putting that on your plate. You always got to fix somebody. Man, stop. You are wasting your time. And you keep, if you notice it, you keep fixing the same people over and over. And if you take real close inventory, you might be having to fix the same problem over and over because they ain't learned nothing. Because their solution to the problem has been you. And every time they run into them, every time they need money, they call you. Every time they need a ride, they call you. Every time they need some help, they call you. Well, that takes time. Just take inventory, everybody. Think about what I just said today, man. Rid yourself of those types of people, and you would be surprised how much lighter your load and how much further you'll go. Those are my closing remarks today. Talk to God today, because he would absolutely love to hear from you. See you tomorrow, if it's God's will. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.